Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, June 20th. It's late as fuck. It's 9:45. I had a long day. I'm also crippled now, so that's nice. Yeah, I fucked up my ankle. It's the size of my calf now. I don't have any, like, my leg. There used to be a calf and then some leg. I don't even know what this portion of your leg, I don't know, the shin. But the shin is the front and the back, like, I don't know, this section of your leg, right below the calf and above the ankle, that section, this whole thing is the same width now. That's how swollen my fucking ankle got. It's fat as shit. I can't put my shoes on or my socks. It's probably broken, but I'm going to give it another 2 days before I go to the doctor. I'm just going to ice the shit out of it. But yeah, I'm on crutches, which is sick. I didn't go to the doctor, like I said, but I'm pretty sure it's fractured or something. It's not broken because I was, like, moving it, but I had a football tournament yesterday, Sunday morning. I had a football tournament, and basically, like, I play in football every Sunday of the year, basically. We're actually done until Labor Day now, but wow, did you hear my voice? Anyway, so we're done until Labor Day now, but usually every Sunday of the year, I play football in a rough touch league. And this past Sunday, we had a tournament. It was like, if you win three games, like it was a tournament. You know what tournaments are. I don't know why I'm fucking explaining it, but you know what it is. If you win three games, you win the money. And, in the second game in the semifinals, at the end of the game, I like ran over to break up some pass and I jumped in the air with this kid, like on the sidelines, and my foot came down on his foot. And my whole ankle rolled in, and I thought I broke it. I just started screaming. Ah! And I lifted my leg in the air, and it was straight. So I was like, thank God. Because it felt like I snapped it. Like, I thought I just snapped the whole, like, I thought I was going to lift up my leg, and my foot would be horizontal, and the rest of my leg was vertical. Like, I didn't want that to happen. So I was just excited that, you know, nothing was broken, I think. It might be fractured because it's fat as hell, but, like, dude, touching my ankle right now is so weird because there's no, like, bone. Like, you know when you touch your ankle, there's, like, a bone? There's nothing. And even on the inside, the outside, it just feels like, it's just weird. I don't know, man. This is fucking strange. I don't like this at all. I'm crippled. I've been crippled all day. And, you know, today I went to fucking IKEA to get, oh, I don't even know if I mentioned this to anyone, but I got an apartment. I put out a video on my other channel. It's youtube.com/extrajoevideos. And I put out a video, like, showing off the apartment. It's just going to be like a studio that I'm going to use it as a studio. I'm not necessarily going to live there. It's a two bedroom. So, like, one bedroom I'm, like, soundproofing. I'm going to use to do podcasts and, you know, video shit in there or whatever. And the other room is just going to be, like, I'm just putting, like, a futon in there and, like, a desk and, like, a rug. And it's going to be, like, you know, if I want to stay there a couple nights a week or something else, just stay there, whatever. Or, like, just a cool place to jerk off. I don't know. Just, like, you know, somewhere you could sit and beat it and just be alone and nice. And I don't have to mess up any of the equipment. Like, that's the room. That's what it's for. But it's a nice place. I put it, like, a little apartment. What's that called? Tour. A little apartment tour on that channel. But yeah, today I went to IKEA to get all the furniture. Fucking $2,500. See you later. Jesus Christ, dude. I went to the register. The guy, cause I need to have it all delivered, obviously. By the way, I was with Sammy and we went to IKEA and I was like, we need to get crutches. Cause, like, I can't walk around IKEA with this thing. We'll be there all day. Because IKEA is shaped like a maze. You got to walk through everything in order to get to the place you need. It's just ridiculous. So I went to CVS and bought crutches. We spent like 20 minutes in the parking lot trying to figure out how to like adjust the crutch. Because they have those metal balls. Like, you got to press them in and then pull the thing at the same time. It's a fucking mess. It's a mess. Seriously. They should make, If we have border problems or whatever the fuck it is, if you made the borders out of those things, like you had to press it in and pull it to and make, no one would get over it because those things are fucking impossible. So like, anyway, spent 20 minutes trying to get those fucking things done. And then we finally did. And we went to like, it went to IKEA, and I'm getting it all delivered, like a couch and a futon and a table, rugs and all this other shit. So I went there and I like ordered all of it. The guy gave me this piece of paper. He's like, yeah, just bring this to the cash register and she'll bring it up for you. I bring it over. The guy's like, yeah, fucking 2,300. What was it? Like 2,500 or something like that? Yeah, 2,500 bucks. I was like, fuck, man. This sucks. But it's nice. It's going to be a dope place. So that's where I'm going to record all these podcasts from now on. The good news is, like, I know people are going to be like, Joe, what? This is the basement yard. You're not going to be in the basement? Ha, ha, ha. Shut the fuck up. It's a basement apartment. So the basement yard, the name lives, okay? It stays true. It's a basement apartment. I told them, when I went to a real estate agent, I was like, hey, I need a basement apartment because I can't be fucking around. Like, can you imagine me yelling and recording shit in a residential building where there's neighbors on up, like in on top of me, below me, on either sides and shit like that? I know people in like Montana are probably like, why don't you just get a house? Like, dude, I live in New York. I don't have a fucking $1.2 million to put down on a fucking house. Sorry. Anyway. But yeah. I also got a drone recently. And God, I'm obsessed with it. I fly it everywhere. I'm not even sure of the rules. Like, you have to get it registered. Otherwise, like, if someone catches you flying it and it's not registered, they can, like, I don't know, like, beat the shit out of you and, like, put shit in your ass. I don't really know the rules, but I brought it to Astoria Park. It's this big park in my neighborhood, and there's two bridges, like, in front. It's on, like, a waterfront, and, like, Manhattan's across the water, so there's two bridges there, and I flew it from the, there's, like, a big lawn. I flew it from the lawn out into the water and over one of the bridges. It's not, like, a, what's the word? There's no cars that drive over it. It's for trains. So I flew it over that bridge. And I was like, I'm not even sure if I can be doing this. I'm like, I was waiting for some sniper to just take it out. But that didn't happen, thankfully. Fucking drone was like $1,500 or something like that. Or $1,600. I don't know. Taxes and shit. Taxes are ridiculous, man. I don't even know. I'm convinced people are just like winging it. Like, yeah, I don't know. The thing's 1,500, whatever. Give me 1,700. Taxes, dude. I don't care. But so I flew this thing over the Hell's Gate Bridge, and it had some pretty dope footage. I put that up on my Facebook page also. I'm just shouting out everything that I have. Fuck you. Don't go anywhere that I tell you. Like, I'm sorry for cross-promoting. I'm just telling you where the shit is. I don't want to be one of those people. Oh, you go follow me on, you know, Snapchat. See, you know, pictures of my balls with dog filters on them. I'm not trying to do that. All right? I'm being serious. I did post a video on the Facebook page of that. But I'm obsessed with this thing. The drone is amazing. And I'm not getting paid to say this. But, yeah, I mean, if you have any interest in, like, YouTube or YouTubers or whatever, you know the drone is called the DJI Phantom 4. It's a cakewalk. It's so easy. It's like you could just, it flies itself, honestly. Literally, it's the easiest thing in the world. Literally, right? So you have the hardest part is setting up the fucking controller. Once you have that done, it's light work. So with the remote, it like sets up on your phone. You can see a live view and it shoots in 4K, which is like the highest resolution, you know, possible. Don't quote me on that, but it's fucking high. It's higher than 1080p. It's amazing. Very clear. But it shows up on your phone. It's a live view of what this thing flying, like it could, you see what it sees, obviously. And to take off, you just slide this thing. You don't even have to like take off. You just hit this thing. It's like slide to take off. It's like unlocking your phone. And all of a sudden this thing just takes off in the air. And then you have these controllers to make it higher and lower. And, you know, you can fly it straight and forward and shit like that. It's the fucking easiest thing in the world. I mean, if you have a bunch of money and you're like, you know, you don't know what to do with it, like, just get one of these things and just fly it over your house for a second because it's so sick. I don't recommend getting it for, like, I don't even know how to explain this, but like if you're like a, I don't know, man, I don't want to tell you what to do with your money. It's a cool thing. That's it. It's stupid though. If like, don't save up and then spend all your money on it. Cause like, there's only so much you could do with a drone. You know, it's just a cool thing. That's it. Like, I might sell this to someone, you know, pretty soon. But it's a lot of fun. People just look at you like you're a psycho. They're like, what the fuck is this kid doing? Like, I'm about to drop a bomb on the bridge. I probably shouldn't say that. It's fucking dangerous. The other day, I actually said something. I got really scared. When we landed on the plane, this reminded me. When we landed in New York on the plane, they turned all the lights on because we had a red eye flight, and like I can't sleep on planes. Like I don't even have anxiety anymore. It's just I'm incapable of sleeping on planes because I'm sitting. Like I can't sleep sitting. I'm not a savage. I have to lay down on a bed. I'm like a normal person. I don't is that high maintenance? I don't know. I like to sleep. I like to sleep in a sleep position. I can't just sleep sitting in this fucking seat next to strangers. This woman, I had my eyes closed. This woman's trying to give me a fucking orange juice. I'm like, get away from me. I'm trying to fucking make some sleep happen here. Fucking ridiculous, man. Jesus Christ. And she was throwing peanuts at me. She didn't throw peanuts at me. She literally dropped a bag of pretzels in my lap, though. She's like, here's some fucking pretzels. I was like, dude, you know, I wasn't, like, sleeping, but, like, my eyes were closed. You know what I mean? What if I was sleeping? She's throwing orange juice at me, fucking pretzels. I'm like, lady, Jesus Christ, let me live. Where the fuck was I going with this? Where was I talking about? Oh, when we landed. So we landed, and I looked at my friend, and he was like, hey, I slept, like, that whole flight. And then I said to him, I was like, I said this, and everyone looked at me like, dude, you're not supposed to. I was just like, yeah, I didn't sleep at all. And if I had my gun, I would have shot myself. Everyone turned around and looked at me. And my friend looked at me like terrified, like, dude, you're not supposed to fucking say that on a plane. And as soon as it left my mouth, that's when I knew I shouldn't have said it. I was like, I would have shot myself. Oh, fuck. Like immediately, I was like, oh, shit. And I just kind of looked around. But thank God, no one like escorted. You hear me? No one escorted me off the plane. No one escorted me off the plane. Escorted. That's great. Oh, man. It's so fun to be dumb. Being dumb is great. Let me tell you, it's so good. Escorted. Oh, God. Anyway, let's do a sponsorship real quick, and then we'll talk about some other shit that's been bothering me. But we're back with Blue Apron. If you guys haven't signed up for this, I suggest that you do. I think two of my friends have already used my code and used it, and I just keep asking them for money. I'm like, dude, I'm saving you money, and so you should give it back to me. But anyway, so if you don't know what Blue Apron is, basically it's a service that if you sign up for it, they will send you meals periodically, and it's already proportioned, and they send you all the ingredients that you'll need down to the salt and pepper. Fucking whatever you need, it's all in this box that has like these cooler ice pack things on the bottom. They drop it off on your doorstep, and you got a fucking meal right there, man. And you get to cook it yourself. They send you the recipe. They send you step-by-step instructions. There's pictures. It's colorful and shit. They make it so easy, okay? And it's affordable. It's less than $10 a meal. And you get stuff that's, like, good. You get crispy cod and cabbage slaw tacos with pepita, pineapple, avocado salsa, you know? All good stuff. It's not, like, bullshit. It's not like they send you Lunchables or something. I don't know if I should be name-dropping other brands, but I'm doing it. Fuck it. We're already here. You want to hear more brands? I got them. I don't care. But, yeah, it's, like, high-quality food. I don't know, dude. Like, there's, like, Alaskan salmon. There's tons of crazy shit. But it's all good food, man. They send them to me all the time. My mom makes them. She's like, I made a Blue Apron. She's in there cooking fucking pork chops and shit. I'm like, it smells delicious. She loves it. She loves cooking. She thinks she's fucking Rachel Ray or something. I don't know, man. It's out of control. Yeah, you can customize the recipes each week based on your preferences. Yeah, man, 40 minutes or less, you got a brand new meal. If you want to cook the girlfriend a meal, cook the boyfriend a meal, cook the dog a meal. I don't know what you do, what you people do out there. It's, you know, it's crazy. People do what they want. Whatever, it's America. You can do what the fuck you want. But anyway, check out this week's menu and get two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. All right, that's blueapron.com/basement. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. There you go. I'm fucking killing these sponsorships. I should be on TV just like yelling and cursing at people. But people would buy it, I feel like, you know? I think I'm a great salesman. I think I'm just going to quit all of this shit and just do that. You know those commercials where the guy gets up there and he just starts yelling about how you need to buy this, like, soap? You remember, what's his name? Billy Mays? The guy who died? Oh, man, I forgot his name. Rest in peace, but I think that guy used to yell at us to buy OxyClean. It's like, dude, you are pretty adamant about this fucking detergent or whatever the fuck it is. It's like, geez, he's like, dude, you could take a, you got this whole shirt soaked in wine? I'm like, who the fuck soaks their entire shirt in wine? Well, the kids at soccer practice, there's grass all over it. There's a couple of blood stains. It's like a little four-year-old kid running into the kitchen. It's like, dude, what is this kid? What league is this kid playing in that he has blood and fucking grass stains all over? You just dip it into the OxyClean, pull it out, brand new. The shit was amazing, though. Like, I don't know if it was, you know, if it worked as well as it did in the commercial, but it looked pretty fucking incredible. They take this dirty ass shit and they put it in the water. They pull it out. And thing is perfectly clean. It's dry and folded. It's like, what the fuck? Did that water just fold my laundry? Speaking of folding laundry, right? Dude, I have the craziest ADD. Clearly, I just did it again. Whenever, like, I say a word, a whole new thing opens up and I just completely abandon the story that I was telling, which is what I'm doing right now. But anyway, now that I said folding laundry, I've talked about this on Twitter numerous times. Folding laundry, I would honestly give up both my ring fingers if I never had to fold laundry ever again. Like, I would, you could have them. Whoever I have to pay, I don't really, I'm thinking something Asian. They're like, because they sell a bunch of organs. You know what I mean? Whenever you think like organ trade, you think, oh, well, yeah, like Japan. They do the, or they sell kidneys and shit. Or Thailand? I don't know. I don't really know. But they, yeah, they sell organs. So if I have to give someone two ring fingers and in exchange I can not fold any laundry, I would do it. If I ever visit Thailand, Japan, or wherever they do this, I'm going to ask around. But hey, you know anyone who's interested in this ring finger? I think my ring finger's pretty decent. I think it's worth laundry, like a, you know? Anyway, so the reason why I brought this up is that my brother told me that there's a machine now that you could buy, and you just put your clothes in, and it folds them for you. Like, how fucking dumb is that? And I want to buy it. It's $850 plus tax. Like I said, tax before, people are winging it. Plus tax, it's probably $2,000, you know? But, dude, can you imagine? That's amazing. Like, I don't really know if it's one at a time, because that's time consuming. Who the fuck has that kind of time? I'm going to sit here, put a t-shirt in, and just, you know, whatever. Like, and I hate when I go on Facebook and I see these random videos of this woman. She, like, grabs the t-shirt at, like, the top left shoulder and then the bottom right corner of the shirt, and she flops and all of a sudden it's perfect. I'm like, what the fuck is this trickery? How come no one's teaching? There should be a class in school that teaches you how to fold clothes, do laundry, shit like that. I know how to do my laundry because my parents, when I turned like 14, my parents were like, good luck in the world. Go ahead. Try it. They were like, I don't get, they, my mom and dad, when I turned like 14, they were like, yeah, you're not getting another dollar from us, and I'm not doing your laundry or cleaning your room, And all that shit better be done, by the way. Which was nice. I'm glad that they did that. It was hard. I felt like a fucking Aladdin, you know? Some days I didn't eat. That's not true at all. But there would be times where I just, you know, feel like Aladdin, man. That's why, just, you know what? See, it's happening again. I'm veering off into a different thing. When I said Aladdin, it just triggered me. I don't know if this is weird or not. I don't really know if I should bring this up. But anyway, I'm already too deep in. I can't do that and not tell you. But one time I was dating this girl. I wasn't even really dating her. Like, we were just kind of, I don't know. We made out like 3 times, you know, in a row. Like, it was like 3 occasions. Like, dude, I don't know. It was maybe 3 a month. We made out 3 times. One of them I might have touched a boob. I'm not even sure. But anyway, I think that counts as a relationship. I don't really know the rules for that either. But, so this girl, so we started hooking up, whatever, and then I found out that she was rich, like really rich, and it fucking killed it for me. And I don't know why, but I just felt like Aladdin. Like, I was like, this, I can't, I don't know, it was so weird. I couldn't do it. I was like, I don't know. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I feel like I'm talking to my therapist right now. Not that I have a therapist, but it's just like weird. I don't know why I brought that up. See, this is why I said I don't know if I should bring it up, because it's so fucking weird. But yeah, I don't know. We stopped talking because I think her friend's uncle died and she went to his funeral and she was upset. She's like, can you come? And I was like, I think 15 or 14. And I was like, I can't get there unless I take the bus. By the time I get there, it's going to be over. Furious. Didn't speak to me. We didn't talk ever again. It's nice. It's nice. You know, that's what happens. Young and in love, you know? Oh. Anyway, in internet news, YouTube. God, I hate this place, man. I really do. I'm starting to hate myself. God. First of all, definitely hate myself. Okay. That sounds way darker than it actually is. I'm laughing in my basement by myself. Can anyone just think of, just remember that, okay? Anyway, so YouTube now is so weird. Like, it has trends and shit, which is fine, you know, whatever. But it's so, like, recently, it's just so blatant that everyone is just copying each other and just milking the internet for money. You know what I mean? And, like, oh, God, it's just terrible. Like, okay, there's this kid. He was making these videos, making fun of other people, and they were hilarious, you know? He was making these videos, and they were doing so well. They were getting millions of views, whatever, right? And all these people were just flocking to it. He gained so many subscribers in a certain amount of months for doing this type of video, you know? And then everyone is making them now. Everyone. People are putting them in videos. People are making videos exactly like it. And that's it. Everyone is doing the same thing. It's just crazy. It's like once they see something working, they're like, oh, I gotta do this. I gotta, you know, get them in there. It's just so weird. Is that how everything is? And like the reason why I said I hate myself is because what I've been doing recently is like those videos that I do, the series, like, God, I want so badly to stop doing them because I feel like I'm using them as a crutch. Like these series, like, they're fun to make. They're funny. It's all, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I just don't want to be pigeonholed and be this fucking one guy who's just, you know, I'm always the idiots of the internet guy or something. Like, I don't want to be that. You know what I mean? I want to just be I want there to be a bunch of different types of, you know, comedy that I do. I don't want to just do fucking, you know, I'm making fun of people or whatever. I don't really know where I'm going with this, honestly, but you know, it's just becoming more clear to me that, like, these YouTubers are just copying each other. And it's just like, you know, whatever works for views or whatever. But I don't know. If I can give any advice to a younger person who wants to make YouTube videos or someone who's doing them and wants to, you know, do whatever, don't conform. Don't just do what everyone else is doing. And, like, that's probably hypocritical of me. I don't even know. I probably say a bunch of hypocritical shit, but if you want to build your own audience, you can't do things that you don't necessarily believe in. And I'm having a struggle with that right now. Because, like I said, the videos that I'm doing now, they're all good and fun, but I feel like I could be doing better things. It's just that every week, it's hard to come up with something super original and something I'm super proud of. It used to be easy in the beginning because I had so much material, but now, like, because it's easy in the beginning because you have all the material in the world. Once you start doing all of it, you can't just repeat it. You know what I mean? And now I have these series all the time, and I hate the fact that I'm locked into them. And, like, it's fine because they're all different, obviously. And, you know, I try to be as funny as possible and try to come up with jokes for every single video and, you know, make them different, put my own spin on everything. But I don't want to use that as a crutch. I don't want to do any of that. But it's just, like, the week, it puts a lot of, like, pressure on you, like, creatively. It's like, oh god, I'm blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's my fault. A week is a ton of time. It's just that you think you have a ton of time. I'm a procrastinator. It's like an essay, you know what I mean? Imagine having to do an essay every week. You wouldn't do it until Monday, and by that time you're like, fuck, and you kind of just rush it and just put it out, and you're like, oh, all right. It's like, it's still your work, but it's not like the best you could have done if you had another 2 weeks to do it. But yeah, man, it's just the pressure to stay relevant, stay entertaining with everyone. But everyone loves these things, so, you know, that's fine. I don't necessarily love them. Some of them I really like, you know, because I think that some of them are funny. Some of them I'm like, well, you know, this could have, like, there'll be a video that'll get 1 million views in a week, and I'm like, I'm not crazy about it, you know. But, you know, to each their own. But like I was saying, if I can give advice to someone who wants to come up and try to, you know, make get a bunch of views on YouTube, whatever the fuck I'm saying, just make things that you're proud of. Don't follow trends. Don't be like, oh, this is what's working now on YouTube, let's make them. I used to work for a company where, you know, we had to put out YouTube videos, and, you know, in the meetings all the time, they'd say stuff like, you know, this is what's hot right now, this is what's trending, we have to do something like this, but a different version, put our own spin on it. Like, dude, fuck all the trends, fuck all of that. Because here's the thing, the word trend literally means, it's, I don't know if it actually means, but, like, trend, when I think trend, I think of temporary. It's a thing that's here now and will be gone. And what will replace it? A new trend. And if you're the first one to that, you pretty much, you're ahead of the game, and you're going to make a ton of noise, and people are going to recognize who you are because you are this person. You know what I mean? You are the guy who brought this trend to the whatever. This kid that I was talking about before, I forgot his fucking name. He did this certain type of video, and it worked because it was just him doing it, to my knowledge, and everyone's flocking to him because it was the only place that you could get this type of video is at this kid's channel. So everyone went to him and was watching those videos, and then the other two YouTubers saw that, and they're like, fuck it, and they all started doing it. You know what I mean? So don't be one of those other YouTubers. Be like that kid. You know, you have an idea, you do it, and it works for you, do it. Just that's your shit. You know what I mean? Just do that. Like, find what you're good at, what makes you comfortable, and just do it. Don't follow trends and try to get out of character and try to please some fucking audience or whatever. Just make things that you're proud of. I've probably said that 1,000 times, but anyway, I don't know why the fuck I got so deep in this last fucking 5 minutes of this podcast, but, you know, whatever. Jesus Christ, Charlie. Yo, my dog breathes at 1,000 miles per hour. All the time. Just all the time. And he's hairy as shit. Dude, I'm getting this guy a haircut on Thursday. He's gonna look so dumb. I'm gonna take a picture of him before so you can see, you know, how he's attractive. He's going to get a haircut, and you'll be like, what is that thing? What is that? Because he's a golden doodle, and he's like, very poodle in the face. Like, he's got, like, a long snout. So when he gets short hair, he's going to look so dumb. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
You're going to look dumb, Charlie.
Anyway, that's all for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.